This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, it is the 10th of June. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. And yes, fine, politics has sucked most of the air out of the news this week. Most, but not all, which is why we're here. Hello. And by we, I mean Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, also Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. She is in New York. He is in Washington. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Let's start big picture, really big picture. There have been a couple of reports in the last week, certainly the World Bank this week, but also in the prior weeks about slowing global economic growth. Why and how bad is it?
Well, it's projected to slow from 2.9% to 2.4%, according to the World Bank. That's not great. And it's a bunch of things. I mean, it's low commodities prices, a lot of debt in a lot of countries, slowing advanced countries, but also slowing emerging markets. So it's not great. I mean, you know, I'm usually pretty optimistic. And I do think, especially here, there's been a lot of talk about the last jobs report. I think that's, you know, you can't look at one report that way. I mean, globally, the situation is not great. On the other hand, you know, Europe is a lot better than it was a couple years ago. And there are other signs of, you know, reasons to be optimistic, not the least of which is our stock market.
Yeah, well, so Sudeep,
say what you will about that.
Exactly. But Sudeep, we are strong. But if the rest of the world is not, it's going to bite us in the tuchus. Yeah,
it will eventually. The next global recession, whenever it comes, whether it's months or years or longer away, it will be the most anticipated and least surprising downturn of our lifetimes. There has been so little enthusiasm for this recovery we've been going through for the last 7 years. We are in the age of muddling through, and it's possible that we could just muddle through for a few more years longer through all of this, but it's going to be slow growth. There's nothing more.
That's like, so the global economy is meh from now till forever, and it's been meh. Is that what you're saying?
That's essentially where we are. There isn't a whole lot to look out for as big optimistic signs. There are a lot of risks on the horizon, but we've gotten through a lot of risks over the last 7 years.
All right, so Lee, there's another risk. 13 days from now, June the 23rd, the British vote on the Brexit. You're just back from London. Give us the anecdotal what's going on over there story.
It's really interesting over there. I was struck that people seem to respond when you ask them about Brexit the way people in the U.S. respond when you ask them about Donald Trump. They sort of pause and they sigh and they don't know what to say. They don't know how it's come to this. And, you know, most people I spoke to don't want it to happen. There's a thought that this shouldn't be put to the people in terms that can be very easily spun to be so black and white, which, again, reminds us of what's happening here. But I think most people don't expect it to happen. But it's what everyone's talking about.
Sudeep, if it does happen, not a good thing for us.
Certainly not a good thing. You'll see a jolt in markets. You'll see uncertainty ripple throughout the rest of Europe, particularly places that are feeling the same kind of impulse. The real global risk here, I think, is much larger than the near-term consequences that we can see. It's just the shift toward isolationism with probably half of British voters, whether it's just below or above the line of 50, half of British voters may be thinking that they want to turn inward. And obviously, the UK is not alone. There are plenty of others in Europe who want to do that. There are plenty of people in the US who want to do that. And figuring out how to respond to a force like that after decades of trying to globalize the world and trying to connect all of us, that's a much, much harder problem to solve than what we usually deal with central banks and fiscal policy and everything.
Lee, let's combine topics number one and two. The global economy and Donald Trump, since you mentioned him. And let's combine it in the American election. We've been talking about the global economy muddling along, and we have an election now. So we're going to have five more months of our economy just keeping pace, yeah?
I think we will. I think we're looking at that. I think a lot is going to be, you know, pending what happens in November. But I think that there, you know, earlier this week, I mean, markets did well. Some speculated it was because Trump stumbled a little bit. I think there is a little bit of fear, a lot of fear on behalf of investors of what could possibly happen if he takes
office. Deep unknown unknowns, yeah? We don't know what it could
Unknown unknowns for 5 months. 5 months of trying to figure out what Donald Trump actually stands for and how far to the center Hillary Clinton will go if she does.
Sudeep Reddy at the Wall Street Journal. We got him down in Washington. Lee Gallagher was in our brand new spiffy bureau in New York City. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.